This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. It says there, "So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right, and trust your lives to the God who created you, for He will never fail you." End of quote. John Lennon, who was an English singer, songwriter who co-founded Beatles, said this: "One thing you cannot hide is when you are crippled inside." End of quote. Is that not a correct statement? When we are crippled inside and suffer, we won't be able to hide from others. Rumi, a 13th century Persian poet, said this: "The wound is the place where the light enters you." End of quote. When my children want to watch exciting movies, they always want to turn off the light or dim the light of the room. In a dim or dark background, the TV screen, the movie screen, lights up. This is why movie theater rooms are dark or shadowy in the night. Our insight today says, if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for He will never fail you. Someone said, the beautiful diamonds shine brilliantly when the light comes on it in a dark background. Today's insight says, the sufferings God allows in our lives has the potential to shine brilliantly to bring glory to Him. You see, no afflictions come to us without the knowledge and approval of the loving Lord. All the pain, losses, and miseries happened to Job was by the foreknowledge and permission of God. Do you know people or the devil cannot touch you without going through the approval of God? This is what the life of Job teaches us. The same message is what Joseph teaches. Therefore, in our sufferings, the Bible asks us to do two things. First, keep on doing what is right. And second, trust your life to the God who created you. Keep on doing what is right is not easy, especially when we struggle. I have seen people cursing and getting unusually mad during their sufferings times. I heard about people saying abusive and dishonoring words and languages. However, the Bible asks us to continue doing what is right. Think what the right thing we can do when we go through the sufferings that God pleased to give to us. He has a divine purpose behind our afflictions, and the Lord will divinely help us if we seek Him in prayer. James chapter 1 verse 12 says this: "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." End of quote. Two things comes out of the above passage. One, God's special blessings are on those who patiently endure sufferings. Second, they would receive the crown of life. God promised the crown of life because you love Him amid sufferings. In addition to keeping on doing what is right, our insight says to trust your lives to the God who created you. Beloved, Psalm 139:13 says, "God created my inmost being. He knit me together in my mother's womb. He fearfully and wonderfully made me. My frame was not hidden from Him when I was made in the secret place of my mother's womb. He wove me together in the depths of the earth. His eyes saw my unformed body. All the days of my life was written in His book before even one of them came to be." If God created and wove you together in your mother's womb, can you not trust Him who made your frame and bodies in the depth of the belly of your mom? Yes, sure we can. Finally, our passage wraps up with a beautiful promise. The Lord will never fail you. No matter what, He will not fail you. He did not abandon Job. He did not fail Joseph. He did not fail Jacob. He did not fail David. He did not fail Peter, and He will not fail you or abandon you. Let us say our today's insight slowly and thoughtfully again. Let's say, so if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for He will never fail you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe in your promise that you would not fail me and you would not abandon me in my troubles. I pray to you for wisdom and strength. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I know Jesus died and rose again in my place for all of my sins. The blood of Jesus Christ can wash away all of my sins and wrongdoings. Help me, Lord, to keep on doing what is right and trust you because you are my Creator and I worship you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.